My name is Justin Williams. I'm 10 years old. Today is January 10th, 2021. I'm recording this interview in Oceanside, New York, and I'm speaking with my mom, Maria Williams.
My name is Maria Williams, and I'm 31 years old.
Where are you from, and how did you come to the United States?
I was born in Moscow. It's the capital of Russia. When I was born, it was actually a Soviet Union. Right now, it's 16 different countries. My father is originally from Russia, and my mom is originally from Ukraine. And when I was very little, I grew up in Ukraine, Crimea. It used to be a part of Ukraine, and now it is a part of Russian Federation. I came to the United States when I was 18 years old. I came by myself, and there was a program for students who was learning foreign language, which I did, to come to the United States for 3 months and work and travel. That was the name of the program. So I came to Maryland, Ocean City, and I worked from May to September. And then I have decided that I will stay. That is exactly how I came.
Did you dream about living in the United States? And what city did you want to go to?
Yes, I actually did dream to live in the United States, and I dreamt about living in New York. When I was 4 years old, I told everybody that when I grow up, I will live in New York. It was my dream. So all my life, I was studying English so I can move to the United States because I dreamt about it. But I dreamed about it. Actually, right now, my dream is a little different about the city and the style of life I want, because all my life, I dreamed about having an apartment with a view of Manhattan. Now, I do not want to live in apartments because they're very tiny in New York, so I prefer Long Island, a bigger house, and more space. The view of Manhattan I still love, and it's the city that inspires, I think. So I'm very happy and pleased with my life in the United States, in New York City.
Were there any difficult moments when you came in the United States?
Yes, it was, a lot of them, because I was here alone. And now I look at it as I was a kid, because I was only 18 years old. And when I have decided that after my work in Ocean City, Maryland, I want to take a bus to New York City and start my life with $60 in my pocket, I didn't know that was very hard to do. No, there was days that I was left out with my luggage on the street and didn't have anywhere to go, or I didn't have anything to eat and the rat ate my last ramen noodles. But I think in life, when you have a dream, you should always, always, always pursue it. You should go towards it and never, ever, ever give up.
That means you 9-year-olds. Well, what was your first day in the United States like?
So I traveled from Kiev, which is the capital of Ukraine, to New York, and then I had to take a bus in Ocean City, to Ocean City in Maryland. And I think the weirdest part for me was that in the morning in Ocean City, when I woke up and I went to see the city, to the boardwalk, I walked around, and while I was walking, people was telling me, "Hello, how are you?" And I called my mom and I said, "Mom, that's so weird. Everybody knows me here." When I didn't know it is okay to say hello to the people and ask how they are, how they feel, to strangers, because in my country, they're going to look at you like you are a weirdo if you're going to ask a known person hello and how they're doing.
Is your family back home big, or how big?
My family is actually very small. There is my mom and my dad, and I have only one brother who lives right next to my mom, and he has wife and two kids, and boy and a girl, and right now they are expecting a third child, which is also will be a boy. The child will be born at the end of April. I have only one niece, and I have
a son,
two sons, but you asked me for a family back home. My sons are here.
So your family is all that matters.
So my family is tiny, tiny.
How would you describe your brother? Tell me about your brother.
My brother, he's 5 years older than me, so he's 36 years old. He is a very hardworking person. I miss him a lot, every day. I love his kids. He's a very kind person. He tries his best in that country, because in my country it's very difficult to live. They make on average $100 a month, $150 a month. And when I go there, I see that sometimes to buy groceries, it costs the same amount of money as in United States. So it's much harder to survive in that country. That's why I'm very grateful that I live here. And we should appreciate this country much more than a lot of people do, because you can actually make it in this country, and you have so much more opportunities than another people in another countries.
Well, then I guess we're really lucky we live somewhere in the United States.
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
Can you tell me about what you did for a living at your first job?
As my first job, I was working in a store called Candy Kitchen, and I was selling candies. And we were actually allowed to eat all the candies in the store. We wasn't allowed to take candy with us, but when you work, you can eat as much as you want. But let me tell you, after 2 days, you don't really want to eat any more of that candy.
Well, does the Candy Kitchen store still exist?
Yes, absolutely. It's a chain in Ocean City in Maryland. They have many of them all over the boardwalk and the whole city. They make their own chocolates, and they sell gummies. And what the most they famous for, that's a saltwater taffy. That's like a candy, and they make their own fudge. Buy two, get one free.
Well, that probably still changed. Anyway, what job do you have right now?
Right now, I'm a senior vice president of a financial service company, and me and my husband, we own a Medicare agency. So I sell health insurance to senior citizens. That's my main job, and I manage the brokers who work for us. And I absolutely adore what I do. I love meeting people 65 years old and up and helping them having great health insurance. I do that for the last 10 years. Yeah, 10 plus years at this point I do it. And our company keep growing, and we keep growing. And a year ago, me and my husband, we also opened an investment company, so that is growing also.
Well, do you... All right, this one I meant. So, from your first job and the job you have right now, which one do you like more, and what's the difference, you would say?
Oh, well, the difference is I don't work for anybody right now. It's our own business, so I'm the boss. I don't have a boss. That is the main difference, and I think that is the best part of it. I like my job right now much more, obviously. I make more money, and I found myself. I think I really found myself in life, because when I was a kid, I actually wanted to be in medical field. And my mom told me that I'm not smart enough to be in a medical field in math, in chemistry, and in physics. So she said that I shouldn't go for it. But I found myself selling an insurance because I'm very good in sales, and it is a medical field. So I love it.
Thanks for your time. Well, what advice do you have for us 10 and 9-year-old kids?
My advice would be always pursue your dreams and never, ever, ever give up. And always have a goal in your life because it is very important to go for something. Always, always reach your goals and try harder and try more. Sometimes it's going to be very, very, very hard in your life. So even if it is very hard and you fall, get up and go. Get up and go. So follow your dreams. That's my advice.
And I think that was absolutely amazing. And again, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day, Justin.
Have a good day, too.
Bye.
Adios. You added some humor at the end.
I'm sure you finished.